phone, and I kept saying, well, you know, there's nothing I can do about it. If we receive it, I'll call you, or they'll let you know, you know. She wouldn't shut up. She kept on talking about it. So I said, well, what in the hell do you want me to do about it? She'd go. By the time she shut up, she heard the word hail. She said, Jester, GD, ML, S, you know, all this junk, you know, minute. And I said, uh-huh. She just cussed me, you know. And I said, God, I'm going to hear all the cuss words and I won't be able to stop her, you know. So she kept cussing, you know. So I said, you know, about time she got mad, she said, I'm going to send my son Paris, P-A-R-I-S, Paris, over to whip your ass. I told her, I said, well, I tell you what, do him a big favor. I said, notify the ambulance people, so they have an ambulance out in front of the building. Call the university and get him a room, register him a room for him, you know. So you know where to go to see him and where they can forward his mail. So I said, if you send him over here, that's where I'm going to send him, you know. And she stuttered for a minute and started cussing some more, and then I have people, you know, that want to fight, you know, it just ain't kind of like you want to, you know.
Yeah.
You always got people embarrassed because you're embarrassed, you know. I mean, I felt embarrassed, you know, and I hate to see people lose their home, but to do the job, you know, that was your job, working up the report sent in, you know, if they couldn't make it, they just couldn't make it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it sounds hard, but it ain't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, there was a lot of people that they had no excuse for it. Then there were some that couldn't, like, tell you about the chicken picker,
mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, them kind of like that. And then before that, I worked at Belk's for a month. And before that, I worked for SMS Building and Maintenance. I worked off and on for him. I worked shutdown at Continental Can. That's where they shut the plant down to do repairs and stuff. I worked there for a month. And then I worked, let's see, not last Christmas before I worked there. And then I worked at Belk's during the month we're off. From August to September, mm-hmm. I worked Belk's and for S&S Building. Tried to work both of them. Belk's didn't like that. You know, they wanted all my time.
Mm-hmm.
So since Belk's only paid $2 or something like $2.25, and he was paying $3.75, I went to $3.75. And then before that, I worked for A.D. Thomas Pipe Fitting. Peewee was good at letting me work during the weeks off and, you know, the months off. And before that, I worked. Let's see where I worked before that. I'd have to go pull my income tax stuff out and see
what I worked. What have you generally done at these places?
Mostly labor stuff. Like, I worked for Pee Wee, I was a welder.
Mm-hmm.
Welder's helper, more or less. For, when I worked in S&S Maintenance, most everybody was just more or less a labor. They were skilled people, but, you know, mostly hired on for labor work. Yeah. I run a jackhammer most of the time on that.
Yeah.
That was murder, boy. And I run that, and then for Belk's, I was a stock clerk, you know, working the stock room.
Mm-hmm.
And then I worked out of the Easy Go, and I was more like, let's see, mechanical assembly. What it is, you put together brake shoes one time, and next time you put together the speed pedal, next time you might put together something else, you know, and you do different things, but you put together a lot of different parts,
mm-hmm.
that go to the other different sections. You know, there's a lot of different sections, but mine was, the only reason I liked it, kind of, was you always did something different.
Mm.
You know, you might glue the rubber pedal, you know, the rubber pads onto the brake pedal. You might drill the little studs that go into the, you know, put the studs in, you mm-hmm. know, tighten them up and stuff. You might, like, make brake shoes, or you might, they were going to try to put motors, you know, gasoline engines